This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, May 15th. God's word for you today is When God Speaks, Part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from Ezekiel 34, verse 14 to 15, which says, Yes, I will give them good pasture land on the high hills of Israel. There they will lie down in pleasant places and feed in the lush pastures of the hills. I myself will tend my sheep and give them a place to lie down in peace, says the Sovereign Lord. What should you expect when God speaks to you? 1. As you are led by God's Spirit, all your needs will be met. 2. As you are led by God's Spirit, your placements will be strategic. 3. As you are led by God's Spirit, you will live a righteous life. 4. As you are led by God's Spirit, fear will be far away from you. 5. As you are led by God's Spirit, you will be honored. 6. As you are led by God's Spirit, you will be promoted. 7. As you are led by God's Spirit, you secure your place in God's presence. I pray in the name of Jesus that in God's presence, your place will not be vacant. As His child, you have a place in God's presence. And my prayer is that your place will not be vacant in the name of Jesus. Psalm 23 verse 6 says, Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life. And I will live in the house of the Lord forever. Therefore, because the Lord is your shepherd, and you will be led by His Spirit, your place in God's presence will be secured in the name of Jesus. So what is God saying? The charge for you and I is to go and seek God's face. The charge for us is to take the posture of obedience as we seek His face and hear His voice. The charge for you and I is to follow the leading of His Spirit, align with His direction. Only then would we come into the fullness of the truth that David shares with us in Psalm 23. Psalm 23 verse 1 to 6 says, The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely, your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What is God saying? What is God saying concerning my health, your finances, about that your next level? Do you know His voice? Can you tell His voice apart from other voices? Whose voice are you really listening to? Whose leading are you actually following? Perhaps it is time to check who your shepherd is and your proximity to Him. Remember, the foundation for hearing from God is belonging to Him. John 10 verse 27 says, My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. You need to belong to God to hear from God. You need to be His sheep to enjoy the benefits of the Good Shepherd. If you cannot confidently say that you are His sheep, now is the time to sort it out with God. If you have wandered away from His flock, now is the time to cry out. He is calling out to you, even now. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, Shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Wherever you may lead, I will follow. I have made the choice to listen for your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.